June 1899, like Seattle, little less than 6 months later, was quite a big surprise. I think it was just the public disclosure that a movement was brewing, and it broke through the surface. I don't think anyone thought, certainly I didn't, that the Reclaim the Streets demonstration that day, which was an international day of protest, I think in over 100 cities, I believe, was going to be anything more than a, you know, fairly routine law-abiding demonstration. But after speeches and the ritual smashing of televisions and so forth down on the mall here in Eugene, and some of the speakers said, well, time to go home, this has been a success, let's disperse. Well, people just seemed to look at each other and decide, no, they took off through the downtown and smashed some bank windows and fast food places, among other businesses, and it went on for 4 or 5 hours, you know, a couple of hundred really spirited people, and I don't know how many of them were card-carrying anarchists, but a hell of a statement was made, and the cops were routed, and that was just a glorious glorious afternoon and early evening, and I don't know, who knew that was going to happen, and well, who knew that there was a movement starting, and now we're seeing that it seems to be here to stay, and it's got a long ways to go, but it's growing. And anyway, June 1899 was a very dramatic beginning of it here. I mean, certainly there have been things going on before that, certainly, but this was just a breakthrough, I guess you would say, and so it's worth celebrating, and we commemorated in the subsequent 2 years. Well, in the year 2001, June 17th was the day, it was a Sunday, and we arranged to have Chellis Glendinning and Ward Churchill come. That was the high point of kind of a day's festivities. Chellis lives in a village in northern New Mexico. She's been a neo-Luddite writer. She's a poet. She's a therapist. Among her books are When Technology Wounds. The new one is Off the Map, which is really marvelous. My favorite is her book called My Name is Chellis and I'm in Recovery from Western Civilization. That's one of my favorites. She's been real active ever since the 60s. She's certainly kept the faith, and it was really marvelous. We'd spoken on the phone and had some correspondence, but as I say, she'd never been here and I'd never met her. And she spent a few days before the talk, and it was really terrific. And then Ward has been here in Eugene before. He's a really powerful speaker. He's a warrior and a scholar. He's written quite a number of books that really have a lot of depth and scholarship. When Predator Came, A Little Matter of Genocide, Pacifism as Pathology, quite a long, impressive list. And he's put himself on the line over the years for other Native folks. He's Cherokee, by the way. And for people in general in the liberation struggle, he's really something. So this was an amazing bill that we had at the Wow Hall here in downtown Eugene on the evening of June 17th, 2001. The community has a friend from Chile who lives here now, Jesus Sepulveda, and just a few weeks before Ward and Chellis were here on one of the local cable access shows, Cascadia Live, Jesus said,
"Anarchy and indigenous movement fight against the civilized order and its practice of standardization. Anarchy and the different indigenous movements connect at some point."
And actually another Chilean friend, Amado Lascar, discussed that the afternoon, part of the afternoon's events. He gave us a kind of thumbnail history of the long struggle of Native peoples in the Americas against the empire, and he ended up his talk by calling for an alliance or a connection between the anarchy movement in the First World and the indigenous struggles. And so this was very much to the point of both what Ward and Chellis do. I mean, in other words, this subject seemed to be on the table, and it's more and more to the point. Well, June 17th was just 6 days after Free, also known as Jeff Lewis, was sentenced to 22 years and 8 months. That was a tremendous blow, kind of obviously. And just a few days, less than a week after they came here, there were a federal grand jury convened, and there was also a heightened fear or situation around that. So it was a kind of extreme atmosphere, and somewhat of a low point too. And it turned out to, I think, give the community a very big boost. It was really inspiring and energizing. So it just came at a very critical time, I think. Well, we're speaking here in August 2001, and last month the enormous militancy in the streets of Genoa, somebody was killed, as most people know, but it shows the rising tide of opposition. You can measure it, one way to measure it is in terms of these big summit meetings. There seems to be no place on earth that's safe from the wrath of the people. This is one measure of a developing movement. At the end of next month, at the end of September in Washington, D.C., there is apt to be an enormous show of resistance and strength, and we're seeing stronger and stronger signs that people realize what's at stake and what's going on and how the life in every sphere is being destroyed. And whether it's the personal, the social, or in terms of the biosphere, it's just getting to be a very clear crisis in all these areas, and it has to be stopped. This malignancy that's abroad will be stopped, or life on the planet will be stopped.